Hey friends, welcome back to Spiritual Conversation. This is just a quick thought that I want to share with you, but a bit radical. And that is the idea of 1% happiness. That the best we can do in this life is to be mindful and present and ready enough to relish and appreciate those brief moments where we feel in alignment with those who are closest to us and our relationships bring us so much joy, or when we feel in alignment with our work and our dharma and our art or whatever it is, where we feel that sense of aliveness and fullness, where we appreciate the weather or our pets or whatever. And I'm doing this hand motion for those of you who are listening to the audio version, where it's sort of like trains passing. You know, we pass with other people, we pass with just the daily cares of life. And then there are brief moments where we're in the same place at the same time. And those are those moments of happiness and joy and satisfaction and sort of cinema worthy moments of bliss that we sometimes feel we should be feeling all of the time. And sometimes movies and stuff give us that feeling that if things aren't that perfect alignment of joy all the time, that something is wrong, or last week things were so good and why are they such a struggle this week? But to really actually adjust those expectations and know that it's perhaps as little as 1% of the time, 1% of the 100% of the time. And to just know that and be prepared for that. And the most important thing is to be clear-headed and mindful enough and have those adjusted expectations so you can breathe in when those moments are happening. Be like, oh, I'm having one of those 1% moments. And it's so sweet and it's so wonderful. And I'm able to appreciate it. Because it is possible to miss those because we're distracted with, you know, the anxiety of thinking things should be better more of the time, or so on and so forth, the piling up of resentments or whatever. And just adjust those expectations, or just 1% to be able to catch those moments and enjoy them and be happy. This idea actually came from a dream that I had that really illustrated that concept. And I felt that it was a little bit of a gift and I wanted to share it with you. And it's really helped me. So I hope it helps you. All right, my friends, this is just a quick hello. Until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I will catch you next time.